Page 249. Losing Land.
Driving the road to Isle de Jean Charles feels like you're heading straight into the Gulf of Mexico, until finally you reach a tiny sliver of land, land that's being swallowed by the sea. In the past 60 years, 98% of this island has disappeared. This is what it looked like in 1963, about 11 miles long and 5 miles wide. This is what it looks like today, about 2 miles long and a quarter of a mile wide. Albert Nacken is chief of a Native American tribe that's called the island home since the 1800s. He first told us about these changes during our visit for PBS NewsHour 4 years ago.
All the water was land. Actually, it was, like I said, it was basically all land except for a few ponds here and there.
So do you remember this when you were growing up?
Yes.
How's it different?
The difference is we had trees there.
Yeah.
Actually, that was actually trees right up in this area.
Where
we're standing, yes.
There are multiple causes for the continuing land loss, including decades of oil and gas canals speeding up erosion and the sinking of the land by 3 feet in the past century, along with 8 inches of sea level rise. One effect? The 60 or so people still living here must move because the island is becoming uninhabitable. The Gulf of Mexico is ravaging the freshwater wetlands. The forests where residents once hunted and planted gardens now have rows of dead trees, poisoned by encroaching salt water. When we met tribe member Chris Brunette in 2012, he wanted to stay on the island.
This land may not be much, but this land is ours, and we are still here.
But now he's decided to go, even though he's lived here all of his 50 years.
I got around to thinking, okay, me at my age, I could probably finish off my life over here on this island. But what about the younger generation that's about 10, 11, 12, 13 and all of this here? I don't think so. I am for the relocation.
Copyright PBS NewsHour.